rule on the side of the citizens of Taney County versus the state tax commission, that's where I sit. It is a tough position to be in, as you well know, and there isn't real clear answers in that regard. So, but I do appreciate you coming in and sharing that, and I think you give context.
The only rule that I do know was pretty prominent back then is you could not raise taxes without, I apologize, I was here 16 years, and I'm still using that word that the assessor's never supposed to use. But you can't raise a property without a visit from the assessor's office. That occurred, what I was getting on the 2018, that had occurred on thousands of properties in 2018, and I'm assuming thousands of properties this year. If an appraiser would have come to my mom and dad's old house, now they might not see all the damages, but if they walked around it, all they had to do is look up. I've got white shingles, gray shingles, and black shingles on one side. Click. They must be a roof problem here. Inside, it's leaked through and dropped the sheetrock off of the kitchen. So these are the things where they make those laws you can't raise without visiting. There's a reason for that. A good appraiser, such as Mr. Davis, would have seen the three or four colors of shingles on that house. And he might have said, well, maybe we better look in the windows or look around. But I asked this board to have an appraiser come to this house, look at the ceiling, look at the roofing. It's got to have a whole new roof. I don't like to have white shingles, but it's all I had at the time to keep it from leaking. So if that don't affect the value of a home, I don't know what does.
Sure.
James, are you saying that the value here is too high for that property?
I'm saying that the value here of 68% condition on a 1976 res is probably correct, but it's not on a house that's got to have a new roof and the ceilings fell in on.
Are you talking about your property, or are we talking about an arbitrary property?
No, this is my mom and dad's house.
Okay.
This is where...
I thought you were giving an example.
And the fireplace has leaked down, and you can open the fireplace doors and look at water.
Okay. And so what was last year's value on this?
I don't have any idea.
Was it just from here?
Can I speak to this?
To which part?
Right here.
Okay. Yes.
If you look... His value's been held the same all these years. My appraisers have pointed out to me that they actually did go out in person in 2019 and reassessed and checked it. That's why you went to 8410. And then you just got the index increase now. But we sent you a card, James, and you know I would be happy for somebody to come look at the inside. Anytime you call, we would send somebody.
But there. You did not... visit the house in 2021. 20 and 21.
No, I don't think so, did we?
Not that I know.
So something's changed since 19, is that what you're saying?
That's when the white shingles went on.
I have a question. What? I'm not seeing what last year's value was. If we can add those numbers up here.
Here.
$77,599.
That's for last year.
How much land is with that?
It's on the 200 and some odd acres.
It's on 200 acres?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That acreage is valued separately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got you valued at $82,000? Is that correct? Am I reading that right?
Yeah, but it don't have nothing to do with the res. Agriculture is totally valued different.
I know.
I'm not here for a decrease.
Okay.
But I am saying, in past, BOEs would say, hey, assessor, can you get out and look at that house and give us the right value? And all I'm arguing about is the depreciation table.
And James, we're happy. We'd be happy if you wanted somebody to come out and look at it, the table, and let them do that.
We did many that way. When I was assessor, Kenny and I went over to
What was
It had totally fallen in, hadn't it? Mm-hmm. And we had it on like at 60%.
Yeah. It's what?
You want the total of
what was it last year?
77,599.
And like I say, the value is not an issue with me. It's how we got to the value.
So on one thing we're doing, and we're trying to address this, I mean, as much as we can, as far as the board goes, as far as physical inspections go, there's a new state statute out as of this last year, Senate Bill 676, Senator Lukemeyer out of the St. Louis area. If a house is to receive an increase over 15%, okay?
Right, I know that.
Then they have to have a physical inspection. If so, this percent increase on here, and I can't answer for why they haven't been out, but the increase, as far as I can tell here, is less than 15%.
8.14%.
Okay, 8.14%, which... On the index, so, which is one reason you're in here, Sharon, questioning that index. I mean, we all know, I mean, Mr. Creedon's back here. I think he knows more than anybody how much a 2x4 is, but, it's crazy. It's went crazy. Sale prices have went crazy. I believe personally that it is somewhat of an inflated thing that can absolutely crash. There's many people in here that have seen it rise and have seen it drop, and it can drop again. And to see an index like that, I personally think it's too high, especially coming off a year where it's very difficult on many, many people. Regardless of whether that's the case, it's still a large increase. Having said that, on your particular property, 8%, I promise you, one thing is for sure, you are not being discriminated against because the increase is happening equally to everybody and some people even more so.
I don't care about the increase. You're not getting my point here. It's the assessor's job to look at these properties. With that Longmire raise of 15%, that just makes their study. They can run a study in Jeff City, send it down to the assessor, and they have to apply it as long as it's below 15%. I had two increases come down while I was still in office. One was 12 and one was 14 after that 15% was passed. So guys, what you're doing, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow, is playing straight in the state's hands with their studies, because all it does, and she hadn't been here to affect it much, but you can make lazy people out of the assessor's office. They don't have to go out and look. It's set down by the state as an index increase. I'm trying to take care of the taxpayers with my stop here today.
And so you'd appreciate it if, when there are these increases, that this board also look at the rate and how it's calculated. Is what you're...
It says in the statutes that they'll look every 2 years.
Right.
Every odd-numbered year.
But I'm saying you're asking us as a board also to look at those figures.
I know it says
more
it's
people
straight.
Should look at what they're doing. I realize.
Sure. I mean, otherwise you're taking the state tax commission, goes to the legislators, says, hey, we want 20% increases. The next study will come down, we'll say we want an increase of 19%. Nobody asks. The assessor applies it.
And we appreciate that, and I want to tell you that, I mean, we're supposed to be an independent board,
right.
And we're not taking the tax commission's
right.
side.
I understand.
We just get get information about what they're doing. I just, you know, I hope we're all trying to be fair to everybody in the taxpayers' accounting.
I just wanted to explain to you.
Thank you.
Because this ain't the only, I'm not the only one talking, as
sure.
you can well see.
Oh, no.
and frankly, I mean, honestly, we've given you a fair amount more time just because of your context in it, and I'm not telling you to boot out. I'm just telling you we do appreciate your input, and we are noting that.
And if the assessor's out there that they got the well on here, the site prep, don't drink the water. The pump's out, the pipe's out, been out for a long time.
All right.
So don't drink the water that we get charged taxes on.
So if you stop by my office, I can talk to you, and I can show you what we're trying to do.
I would much prefer somebody come out and look.
All right.
I'm talking about in general.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
You're good. Thanks for coming in.
Give me about
You want me to read? Okay. Just take your restroom break. So, all right. Do I need to move on that? We're just going to move on it. All right. I make a motion that we deny the request of Mr. Strahan.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. All right.
Did he leave home?
No, he did not. Well, where'd Mr. Cregan go? We were waiting on Dan.
I can go ahead and start.
Are you sure you can do it without Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just started, but I just can't finish.
Well, we're waiting on Mr. Akers here. Okay, I'm sure they'll be quickly.
It's a calc error, their own structure, too.
Well,
made it residential.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and we're on Taney County Courthouse Radio here too. For all you listeners out there, I got my lovely wife Misty, my son Judah, and my youngest daughter Zoe back here. So, yeah, it's raining outside, and they said, what can you do in Branson on a rainy day? I said, well, there's action going on at the Taney County Courthouse, so.
Residential and in 20.
It's not so rainy outside. Well, you guys don't have to stay long, I assure you. But I guess, well, Kenny's back. What BOE number are we looking at?
62.
Branson Quarters.
Kenny, are you coming up on Branson Quarters then? To you actually went up yourself to do that, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to move because
I've got the notes here.
I'm
going to
let
all we did.
Kenny and you do this one because I wasn't there, and I was just coming back from a brain aneurysm, so. You'd know better.
This
I
is
just
where you added the elevator on 1-8.
Do you have the file?
Yeah.
Fixed
is there a file?
Two and made it residential from commercial.
Yeah,
those are the columns and sketches. So, this is 21 and this is 20.
Two made.
All right.
It was signed.
We're doing 3245 Falls Parkway, if Mr. Rudin and Mr. Creedon.
I just bought it here in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought we were taking a restroom break.
We did.
I went too.
All the guys. Never mind. I'll say that. All right, so I see here that we have an appraised value of $2,046,241. And you're seeking a change of market value to $600,000. Are you also looking for a change of classification?
Yes.
Okay. Is this
in the city limits?
Where are we talking about?
So it's over by Sonic off of Falls Parkway?
Is that city of Branson, I assume?
Yes, yeah, City of Branson.
Is that by the Yellow Ribbon Theater?
Across the street, yes.
Yeah.
In the old Yellow Ribbon Theater.
Behind Saint City?
That one right there. That's Sonic on the corner at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Branson Banks to the right of it.
Yep.
Some people in this room will know that area.
All right. What's the basis?
We went to an auction in November, and I purchased the property for $525,000. There was approximately 10 people there to bid. Approximately 7 of them bid. We were the highest bidder and purchased the property. All of the research I've kind of done, calling people, that creates fair market value since it was advertised.